One of the centrepieces of last year's Dublin Theatre Festival was a performance by Marie Mullen of a play by Colm Tobin. The play was Testament, and now Colm is presenting the same story in novel form. It's called The Testament of Mary, and the Mary in question is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Her testament is her version of her son's life, and it's a very different account to that presented by the disciples of Jesus that shaped the Gospels that we all know today. And Colm is with me this morning. Colm, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, interesting and perhaps difficult, challenging subject to approach.
Yeah, if you go to Ephesus, where you know people now suggest she may have died, that Mary may have died, it's in Turkey, which was Greece. You realize, well, what could it have been like when she was old, about 20 years after the crucifixion, when it's already becoming clear that the apostles, disciples, figures such as St. John are beginning to write the Gospels, are beginning to put shape on a story which for her is traumatic. And what would it have felt like? So just that occurred to me there. What would it have felt like for her to be an ordinary person from an ordinary place, to have witnessed these events, and to suddenly realize the difference between what the men were suggesting these events were, talking big terms like the world or redemption or eternity, but for her were almost, so traumatic, unresolved, that her son had been crucified and that this had been done for a cause which she perhaps was not entirely sure about.
In writing about this, did you go back to the Gospels, first of all, and then the other Gospels, which are not, if you like, the four official versions, but say the Gospel of St. Barnabas?
No, I didn't use that as much as there really is a great difference between Matthew, Mark, Luke and John over the presence of Mary at the crucifixion. It's John who really places her there and John who dramatizes her presence there. What's remarkable is that the Pietà, the business of her holding her son, her dead son afterwards, is not in Matthew, Mark, Luke or John. That came afterwards almost as a sort of story and then got into paintings and images.
But it's how you might imagine it if she is there.
Yes, exactly.
What else would she do?
Yes, exactly. And John wrote later. He's the storyteller of the four. He had lived in Greece. He had seen Greek theatre. So he realized the power of a mourning, grieving mother.
Segment 1.
One of the centrepieces of last year's Dublin Theatre Festival was a performance by Marie Mullen of a play by Colm Tobin. The play was Testament, and now Colm is presenting the same story in novel form. It's called The Testament of Mary, and the Mary in question is Mary, the mother of Jesus. Her testament is her version of her son's life, and it's a very different account to that presented by the disciples of Jesus that shaped the Gospels that we all know today. And Colm is with me this morning. Colm, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, interesting and perhaps difficult, challenging subject to approach.
Segment 2.
Yeah, if you go to Ephesus, where people now suggest she may have died, that Mary may have died, it's in Turkey, which was Greece, you realize, well, what could it have been like when she was old, about 20 years after the crucifixion, when it's already becoming clear that the apostles, disciples, figures such as St. John are beginning to write the Gospels, are beginning to put shape on a story which for her is traumatic? And what would it have felt like? So just that occurred to me there. What would it have felt like for her to be an ordinary person from an ordinary place, to have witnessed these events?
Segment 3.
And to suddenly realize the difference between what the men were suggesting these events were, talking big terms like the world or redemption or eternity, but for her were almost, so traumatic, unresolved, that her son had been crucified and that this had been done for a cause which she perhaps was not entirely sure about.
In writing about this, did you go back to the Gospels, first of all, and then the other Gospels, which are not, if you like, the four official versions, but say the Gospel of St. Barnabas?
No, I didn't use that as much as there really is a great difference between Matthew, Mark, Luke and John over the presence of Mary at the crucifixion.
Segment 4.
It's John who really places her there and John who dramatizes her presence there. What's remarkable is that the Pietà, the business of her holding her son, her dead son afterwards, is not in Matthew, Mark, Luke or John. That came afterwards almost as a sort of story and then got into paintings and images.
But it's how you might imagine it if she is there.
Yes, exactly.
What else would she do?
Yes, exactly. And John wrote later. He's the storyteller of the four. He had lived in Greece. He had seen Greek theatre. So he realized the power of a mourning, grieving mother.